It's just for different. Which there? Well, you remember in the grammar that says the get that excitement when you use the program and see it through back to Spinella, their first phone or something, their first phone. You name the person first. Like Bob Hudson, that was a little bit free. He had a friend there. He was first back to Bob Hudson. It's a phone that you have to see it backwards. You name the person first. No, you name the pronoun first. They don't have any idea what you're talking about. They didn't see it, but which year they see. Everybody can say that. But you know, see is neuter. Just like Holy Spirit is each one of them. Which is masculine. Okay? It's this little word. Oh. Now, I'll add to the question. Now, what happened here? Doesn't the pronoun have to match the same idea in gender? Yes, that is the general rule, but there's an exception that we gave them, and it's not the same, so hand it over to them. Where our pronoun can be attracted to gender, to something in front of, in this case, you see how this, which is Christ? Now, this is what Paul was writing at. He was trying to say, the pronoun which is Christ, and so instead of that, he wished the same gender as she is in a sense, he decided to make which the same gender as Christ. He decided to do that. And that doesn't follow the general rule of grammar. But it is something that happens in prayer. Which is the same pronoun, huh? So, if that is here to see, but which is action, say it sooner, the reason which was that action is because of the fact of time. It is perfectly parallel to Ephesians 1, 13 to 14. Now, when he did Ephesians 1, 13 to 14, he went into which, which is the first verse 14, and took it with masculine. He went all the way back and found the first noun that was masculine. It turned out to be word, for the meaning of verse 13. Then if you do that, in the list of 16, you know it was, you go backwards, which the next noun is that masculine, same thing. Now, in Ephesians 1, they read it, but he said, well, since which has to go back to word, word, which is the earth. So he doesn't work. If you do that over Galatians 3:16, if you say which, well, no, we're going to say, you have Abraham, which is God. If you have this one, that is the DNA, it's very great to that. Do the same thing that you do in Ephesians 1, it's exactly parallel. If you do the same thing, you would get Abraham, which is God. That's not what they say. See, which is God. Now, what we've done is we implore you at the very beginning, please just accept the English, because English is a good translation to read in Ephesians 1. But because we know it from our proposition, he came up with his Greek argument, or Syrian, it's the same argument. It's an incorrect Greek argument. He should have just believed in English to begin with. The King James Version was exactly right. We nail, we have a place to do this, but we nail and show you two different guys that his Greek argument is incorrect. That the English was right all along. You can trust the King James Version translation. The Greek and English both prove here that the Spirit is the earth. And so that is proof of this proposition. Proof number two. Oh, well, we could do that. You know what we should have done?
You only get the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit Thank you.